For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Tensions rose across the U.S. when lawmakers in some states debated which door transgender people should enter when using public restrooms. That prompted a Texas Tech assistant history professor to explore the history of transgender men in the U.S. Her new book dispels the idea that the issue is new.
One thing that I hope readers will take away is just the fact that there's a long history of trans men existing in the United States. It's not a new phenomenon.
As a scholar, Texas Tech assistant history professor Emily Skidmore typically feels skepticism when she hears that a topic or issue being debated in the U.S. is new. That's what led her to research the history of transgender people in America. And what she found through searching digitized archives of U.S. newspapers was that transgender men have been part of the fabric for more than 125 years. Skidmore teaches women's history prior to 1900, general U.S. history, and the history of gender and sexuality. Her recently published book, True Sex, The Lives of Trans Men at the Turn of the 20th Century, tells the story of 18 women who lived as men between 1870 and the 1930s. She found about 65 cases overall. Gender reassignment surgery didn't exist then, and hormone therapy wasn't available. So the women transitioned by cutting their hair short and dressing like men. If they played their part well, people around them overlooked their higher-pitched voices and lack of facial hair that needed to be shaved.
Trans people have existed for a very long time, and the stories that I uncover in my book are often the stories of trans people being important parts of their community, being accepted and tolerated by their community, you know, serving in the military, for example. Part of what's important about my work is that it can challenge the current discourse that pathologizes trans people as a threat by showing, no, trans people have always existed. And they've always been an important part of the fabric of our communities.
The book, Skidmore says, centers on the moment when the trans man's true gender was discovered. Sometimes that happened in life, other times in death.
So when a community realizes that an individual is different than what they had assumed, what happens next? Are they arrested in cases of them being alive? In cases of that I refer to as deathbed discovery, are they buried in male clothing? Are they buried in female clothing? And how is their life as a man told? And how does the community deal with the fact that they had been, in a way, misled?
Skidmore's research revealed that of the 65 cases of transgender men she found, about half were either married or engaged. For the married ones, that meant they claimed to be male and have a man's name on a legal document.
It seemed to me that for many of the individuals I write about in the book, their way of survival was to live as conventional men, was to live as quote-unquote good men in all ways. So to be good neighbors, you know, economically productive, and to many of them, getting married was another vehicle through which to be accepted as a normative, respectable man.
Some of the spouses of transgendered men claimed to not have known their husbands weren't biologically male.
The wives saying, "I didn't know," was a way for them to absolve themselves of any suggestion of sexual impropriety or alleged sexual impropriety. And it also provided an out for the newspapers to avoid talking about what was going on in the intimate aspects of these relationships.
Skidmore says she's hopeful the book will add to people's understanding of transgendered men and show them the issue isn't brand new.
Importantly, particularly in our current political moment, is the fact that these trans men were at least tolerated by their communities and contributed positively to their communities.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.